Last night in the Tarawih Surah, the 16th para, the 16 Jews was recited, continuing Surah Kaf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first two incidents mentioned normal people, dindar people, pious people, how they must keep the ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save themselves from all fitnas and evils, and how these people went to a cave to protect the iman. So in today's time also we get spiritual caves, you get the khankas, you get the tabligh jamaat, you get the madaris. These are all spiritual caves. The person wants to protect his iman, he comes into these caves and he protects himself. Then you get the dunya dar person, a person who's got dunya, Allah has given him wealth, but he also, he must keep his ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, otherwise there will be destruction and loss for him, like how the people of the garden, Allah ta'ala mentioned this. Then the incident is mentioned now of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, a dindar person, a pious person of the highest level, and he also, his ta'aluk with Allah ta'ala, he did not remain content, whatever level he had reached, but still he had the talab and desire, I want to get higher ranks, I want to go get more and more. So still Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he suffered and he travelled far distances to meet Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, even though he was lower than him in status. But Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, he had a certain type of knowledge which was still granted to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So to get this knowledge, the special knowledge, and by which a means of a person's ta'aluk in connection with Allah ta'ala will increase, ma'rifat of Allah will increase. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made the suffer, he made this journey, and he went to a great difficulty also. And then eventually he comes to Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, and he witnesses some amazing things. One thing he witnesses, they are going on a ship, and these people did them a favor, but he tears the ship, he tears on plank from there, and by means of that, actually the whole ship, it sinks. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is surprised, and then by the condition he had made, he will not ask any questions. They continue, and then there's an innocent young boy, and Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam kills him, and Musa alayhi salam is even more shocked, and then they continue, and they come to a third place, where the people are stingy and not prepared to give them any food and look after them, to host them. But when there is a wall which is about to fall at the edge of the city, and Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, he repairs that wall without taking any money, asking the people. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, each time he objected, and the condition was he will not object. But anyhow, eventually there is a separation between Musa alayhi salam and Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam explains to him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got amazing wisdoms in the world, which we cannot understand, far ahead. And this actually is in today's time. One is the Zahiri Asbab, the outward Asbab and means, and one is Mustabibul Asbab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is behind the means, and Allah ta'ala got his whole system running, no matter what people are trying with all of their means to do whatever they want to in the world. But remember, our yaqeen and conviction must be that Allah ta'ala is working behind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got full hikmat and wisdom in all the doings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which our mind cannot fathom. So then Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam explained to them the reason and the wisdom why Allah Ta'ala had done this here. The ship, it belonged to certain pious youngsters, poor people, and they were working in the ocean. So the ape and the fault was made in the ship. So because the one king was taking away all good ships, so he did not want them to lose the whole ship. So that is why he caused the fault in the ship. So these were pious people. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala worked, even though outwardly the asbab went against them, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done it actually in their favor. Outwardly it seems harm had come to them, but there was goodness for them because they were pious youngsters. As for the young boy who had been killed, his parents were pious people, they were believers, and this child would have grown up and led them into kufr and disbelief. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed him, and in place of that, Allah ta'ala was to give them somebody far better. And the third, the wall which had fallen down, you have some young people, young orphans, it was theirs, they were owners of it, but the people of the city were very evil people, there was a treasure under it, and they would have come and taken away that whole treasure. So their father was a pious person. So because of his piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that Khidr alayhi salam went and put the wall right, so that the well can eventually go to the children when they grow are big, and they get big. So all of these things which Musa alayhi salam didn't understand outwardly, Khidr alayhi salam explained to him to understand the great workings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which one is outward as bab and means, and one is behind that, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our yaqeen is to come onto the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wisdom of Allah ta'ala, things which we cannot understand. Thereafter Allah ta'ala mentioned the incident of Dhul Qarnain. He was outwardly a dunya dar person, a person who had a lot of dunya, but the dunya which he had, he used it for, I won't say he's a dunya dar, he's a maldar person. He was a very wealthy person, but that wealth and that honor which Allah had given him, the kingdom which Allah ta'ala had given him, he used it to protect people from oppression, to spread tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever level a person has got, whether he's a person who's got money or hasn't got money, whether he's got a small amount of deen or a great amount of deen, every single person has to continue building up his ta'aluk and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as the ulama say, is the theme of this surah, that we have to build up our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally they say that the crux of the surah is, فَمُنْ كَانِ يَرُجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ A person who got hope, who knows he's going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. He should do good actions. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّي أَحَدًا. And not take any partners with in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some ulama say this refers actually to not just like shirk, what we regard as shirk, but even a kind of riyah, any kind of show also. With ikhlas and sincerity, a person must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even shirk in asbab, taking partners with the asbab can do, means can do. A person must completely abstain from all kind of that kind of shirk also. And he should do good actions, having yaqeen and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. We are sitting in these gatherings. The object is to build up that yaqeen and conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant it to us. The next surah is Surah Maryam. Here too Allah ta'ala shows amazing signs of Allah ta'ala. In Ashabul Kaf, Allah ta'ala asked, do you think it's amongst our ajeeb and amazing signs that how Allah ta'ala protected these people? Look at Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, even more greater sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah ta'ala works with means, Allah ta'ala works against means, and Allah ta'ala works without means also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here mentions that against normal means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam at the old age of 120 he was. His wife was 98. And at this time he wanted a child. And what is the object of having a child also? So that he must continue the work of deen. He wanted a person who will continue the work of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. So he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quietly. And he implores Allah ta'ala that I have become weak now. My bones have become weak. My hair is still grey, white. And I've never been deprived of making dua to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want, grant me a child. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him a child by the name of Yahya alayhi salatu wa salam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned certain qualities of his. And thereafter Allah ta'ala mentioned the incident of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam and how he was born with the qudrat of Allah ta'ala, without a father, without the outward means of a father also. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her to Maryam radiallahu anha. She fell pregnant. And then eventually she gave birth to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and by a tree, at the root of a tree, where she had given birth. And then she actually was feeling embarrassed that I'm giving birth, there's no father, what people will say. Naturally, a person, a woman is quite shame in her, she'll have this feelings in her. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angel came and gave her tasalli, and gave her comfort that there's no need to worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help and assist you. When she goes with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam carrying the child, then people, they accused her and they started speaking ill of her. Then she made this a sign towards the child. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Isa alayhi salatu wasalam speak. And till Qiyamah, this bayan of his is there. That no one must ever regard Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Inni abdullah. I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah granted me the kitab. He will grant me a kitab. Allah ta'ala will make me a nabi. And wherever I go, Allah ta'ala will make me full of barakat and blessings. And I am a servant of Allah Ta'ala, I also will perform my salat. I will give zakat and charity as long as I am living. And I will fulfill the rights of human beings. My mother, I will be kind towards her. And Allah Ta'ala has not made me a person who is an oppressor, who will cause oppression to other people. A person who is badbakht, who is a wretched person. And he said, oh Allah Ta'ala, keep salamati upon me. He made dua. By making dua, he shows muhtajigi. I am in need also. Salamati be upon me. The day I was born, the day I will die. And the day Allah Ta'ala will resurrect me on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, that he was not, the what he has said was 100% true, and he was not the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he himself was the son of Allah, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the belief regarding Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. So Allah Ta'ala mentions this in great detail. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that all the other anbiya alayhi salam came also, they also had specialities. But none of them claim that they are the sons of Allah. They are the special, they are part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all Adam ya alayhi salam also had amazing, amazing qualities. Like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they had amazing qualities. But none of them claimed Godhood for themselves. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What a Nabi he was. Siddiq al-Nabiya. And he gave dawah to his father. His father was an idol worshipper. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was so much of love. Ya abati, ya abati. Four times he mentions, ya abati, oh my father, do not worship shaitan. Oh my father, I fear punishment will come to you people. And with love and compassion, he called his father towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But his father was very rude to him. And he promised Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that I will stone you to death. You must just leave me and go away from here. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw that now he died, is not written for him. His father is not prepared to accept. He said, I will continue making dua for you as long as you are living. Allah will give you hidayat. And I am leaving you people. And whatever you are worshipping besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am going to go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And perhaps Allah will not deprive me of my du'as. Then, فَلَمَّا أَعْتَزَلَهُمَ مَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. When he left them, and all the things they were worshipping besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَحَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. In place of that, He left idol worshipping parents for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In place of that, Allah said, we gave him tawheed, muwahid children. Children who had worshipped Allah ta'ala. Wahabna lahu Ishaq wa Yaqub. Not only Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, which continued the progeny. He gave him a grandson also like Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. He made nabuwat in his family. He left what qurbani and sacrifice he had made. According to his qurbani, Allah ta'ala gave him. That is why Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi under this ayat right there. There's ma khasira ala Allahi ahadun. That no one, when they are doing their dealings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can ever lose out. Man taraka shay'an illa ya'awadahu Allahu khayran minhu. A person who leaves out anything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will grant him something better in replacement of that. One narration it comes that if a person, either Allah will grant him the same bounty back in a halal way, he left it out for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him something far better than what he had left out for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever desires, whatever haram a person abstains from for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe it's a woman, or whatever it is in life, money, then Allah will give him the same thing back in a halal way, or something far superior than what a person left out for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyhow, Allah ta'ala said, and we had granted him so much of our mercies, and we made him a person who people who always pray till the day of Qiyamah. Adam bin Ali salatu wasalam also came, and they had great specialities, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they were all the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there were certain people who came after that, and they followed their desires, they destroyed their salat. Soon they were, these people will reach ghayya, destruction, either a place of Jahannam also, or complete destruction they will get, except those people who have tawbah, who make tawbah, and they do good actions, they will enter into Jannah, they will not be oppressed. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who are not prepared to accept the tawheed, eventually they will be flung into the fire of Jahannam, and they will not be protected. Those who have taqwa and piety will be able to cross the bridge over Jahannam and enter safely into Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that one great benefit of having taqwa and piety is إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِنُوا الصَّوَالِحَةِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّى. Allah will create love in the hearts of creation for those people without any outward asbab. It means Allah will put it in the hearts of people. People will start loving them. And on the other hand, if Allah ta'ala hates somebody, then Allah ta'ala, if he loves somebody, he addresses Jibreel alayhi salam, I love so and so, you love him. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam tells the other angels. And then they make the announcement in the heavens. And this comes into the heart of people, and people start loving that person. And this is the love which Allah Ta'ala puts in the hearts of people. We see many of our buzuruks, our pious people, how we just love them. Outwardly, they've got no money, they've got nothing at all. But people just love them. This is the love which Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart. And this has come from Allah Ta'ala. So this, in this day, is true izzat and is true honor. On the other hand, when Allah Ta'ala hates a person, then Allah makes the same announcement. And eventually, the hatred of that person comes in the hearts of people. And people start despising him, and they hate hating that person. And even though that person has got everything of dunya, what and what things he's got, but this has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so automatically this hatred which will remain in the hearts of people till the day of Qiyamah, for example, like Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, they hate with people, and in today's time also people who oppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the severe kuffar and disbelievers of the different countries in the world, we see how people eventually start hating them. This is the hatred which Allah Ta'ala put in the hearts of people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this great bounty. When a person has got iman and amal salihah, then Allah Ta'ala will create love in the hearts of people, of mankind, for that person. The next surah is Surah Taha, or Suratul Kaleem, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in great detail. And the ulama say the reason for this is that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was very similar to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He also went to two ummat, the ummat of da'wat, ummat of ijabat, giving some people da'wah towards Islam, and then those people who had accepted Iman, he made an effort upon them. So same like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced a lot of opposition in Makkah Mukarramah, and eventually he went to Medina Munawwara, where the kuffar were destroyed, just like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what sacrifices he had to go through, and eventually he was saved. And then Bani Israel, I mean the Firaun and his people were destroyed, and Musa alayhi salam was saved, and his people were saved. So then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was born, Allah Ta'ala in his amazing way saved Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Similarly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going for hijrat. In an amazing way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him and saved him. Enemies wanted to kill him. But Allah Ta'ala is amazing ways. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. In the beginning, Allah Ta'ala says, that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not sent the Quran upon you to put you into difficulty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at night he would spend long, long hours in ibadat, and his leg would become swollen, and he would exert himself so much. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said no, and then in the daytime he would make such an effort that everyone must get hidayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we haven't made the Quran upon you that you must go into difficulty. The Quran is a tazkiratan, it's a nasihat and an advice. لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. For those people who've got khashya, the fear of Allah ta'ala, who want to change themselves, there will be some certain people who are obstinate, not prepared to accept. You do not kill yourself. So in this way Allah ta'ala gives tasalli, consoles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, that how Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam got nabuwat. in an amazing way, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you are given him the command, he must go to a Fir'aun. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before going to Fir'aun. He asked for a helper and assistant in the form of Harun alayhi salam, and eventually he was allowed, given permission. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the previous bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from the time he was born. And Allah ta'ala reminded Musa alayhi salatu wasalam of the favors, that don't worry, continue. I will continue my favors upon you. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes to Fir'aun, gives him the da'wat. Fir'aun is not prepared to accept. And eventually, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam shows him clear miracles and signs, Fir'aun says he's a magician. And he calls all the magicians together. And what Fir'aun tried to use against the deen of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah used the same people against Fir'aun, where all of them accepted the deen of Islam. Like we find in the Western world today, the people are used against women. They say that Muslims are oppressors of women and what they do to women. And Allah Ta'ala is using the same women, non-Muslim women, who are accepting Islam in big numbers, and they are coming to the fold of Islam. So whatever efforts the people of Batil and falsehood make against the Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the same people and same things against them. And in this way Allah Ta'ala spreads his deen. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the magicians, eventually they were very firm when they accepted Islam. And they said, you can do whatever you want to, but we will remain steadfast on the deen of Islam. And if we have to die, we will die. إِنَّمَا تَقْضِيَ عَذِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلِنَسْوَى لِلَّهِ will be destroyed. But Allah Ta'ala has kept for us akhirat and jannat forever and forever, we will remain there. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, now he went with his people. Fir'aun was completely destroyed. He was drowned. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam got the Bani Israel and he's going with them. And unfortunately, some of them, because of Samiri, one person, evil doer, he put them onto the wrong path. And eventually they started worshipping a calf, this idol. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went at that time to get the wahi and revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the permission of Allah ta'ala. When he came back, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was very angry and upset. Punishment was given, meted out to those people, and a very severe punishment from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people, after having seen the qudrat and the power of Allah ta'ala, and they had done such a juram, such an evil action, so those who had fallen into it, they were the way of the tawbah was they had to be killed. And eventually they were, that's the way of the acceptance of their tawbah. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this incident, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, that when we said to the angels to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam, they all made sajda besides Iblis. And Allah ta'ala told him, oh Adam, this is your enemy, and his object is to take you out of Jannah, and that you must live in great difficulty. So anyhow, when Shaitan came and he whispered to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and he said, I'll show you a tree by which you will live forever and forever. He made a mistake, he made an effort, an error, and they ate from the tree. The effect of eating from that fruit was that their private parts became exposed. Immediately out of shame and sharam, they started covering themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Adam alayhi salam, immediately, he was a true servant of Allah, he made tawbah, he asked Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his tawbah, Allah wahada, and Allah gave him even more, he died, more higher ranks. And then Allah ta'ala told him that you have to go in the world now, you will have your enemy, shaitan. But from anittaba'a hudaya, a person who follows my hidayat and my guidance, I will send down the kitabs and the books and the ammiya alayhi salam. He will not be misguided, he will not become wretched. But woman a'rada an dhikri, you turn away from my dhikr and my remembrance, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. For him is a very hard and straitened life in this world also, in the qabr also. There is no happiness for that person. Outwardly, he might have a lot of money. He will have straitened life in this world. Despite having everything, Allah will make the world tight for that person. He will have not enjoyable life. And on the day of Qiyamah, we will raise him up. He will be completely blind. Say, oh Allah, why did you raise me up blind? I could see in this world. Allah said, you could see physically, but spiritually you could not see in this world. This is the punishment now you will have to face on the day of Qiyamah. And then finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلَّا بِيَتَعَلُّكُ وَلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَلَى, by making stubborn on what the enemies, the kuffar, are saying, and performing your namazes in the morning and the evening, all our five times salat, and even tahajjud namaz, do not turn your attention towards whatever we have given these people of this worldly life. It is just zaharat al-hayat al-dunya, some flowers of this worldly life, and a flower after a few days it withers and it's completely destroyed. So do not become affected by this year. The rozi which Allah has kept is far better, and it will remain forever and forever. Together with us, make an environment and a mahal. Perform salat yourselves and command your family members to perform salat. Because then one says a mahal and an environment, it becomes easy for a person to make amal on deen. And then you wait. قُلْ كُلُّ مُتَرَبِّسٍ فَتَرَبَّسُوا. Your people are waiting, we will also wait. And we will see finally who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give success to. The people of iman and taqwa, and the people of kufr and disbelief eventually will be destroyed. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given this beautiful command. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in iman, let us live with iman, die with iman, be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah with iman.